All right, guys, let's get started. I know many of you are on your lunch periods, and, of course, we're trying to fix that for you so you can decide when your lunch period will be. But I got a list of things I need to get through. If you're on this call, that means you should be attending the Cincinnati Boot Camp next week, and glad to have you, even though the weather is not – well, I hear the weather's going to be great up there next week. Is that correct?
50s.
I think so.
All right, well, that's perfect. That's perfect. It's in the agreement. Get something to write on. If you don't, you might want to take a couple of notes. My main purpose of this call is to get you prepared, to make sure you come and to bring leads so that the Wolfs and I and Scott can help you turn those into deals, as we did the one we just left in Orlando last week. It was an incredible event, and Brian and Lynette had way more projects than they could get to, but the deals that they created were just outstanding. So I'm going to go through that sheet with you, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute everybody out just to do away with that racket in the background here, so hold on. All right, I'll open it back up for questions. Brian and Lynette, you can hear me. You can talk, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. All right, let's get going. First of all, you should have your hotel reservations made by now. Please make sure you stay at the hotel where we're having the event. And if you don't know where that is, that's the, let's see, I got it here somewhere, Holiday Inn Cincinnati Eastgate. Holiday Inn Cincinnati Eastgate, which is 513-752-4400. Rooms are $109 a night. I tell you right now, it don't make any difference what the room costs are. You would want to be in this hotel. We have no mercy on you in the evening. We're going to go till about 7:30 the first night, about 7:30 the second night, 6:30 the third night. So you don't want to be going back and forth to home. Get you a room. I don't care if you're 20 minutes away. You probably should get a room so you can hang around a group, network with the group, and spend your evenings learning and growing your own network. We start at 8 a.m. sharp on Thursday morning. You should get there early to register, choose your seat. And I am a stickler for starting on time, and I will be there all 4 days, so you will have more than your fill of me. By this time, you should have the Control Without Ownership course and the green For Sale by Owner course and the red Wholesale Retail course. Really what I want you to listen to most, if you haven't already, is the Control Without Ownership. It's 10 CDs. It literally has got most of what you're going to need in there for this boot camp as far as the pretty house business, and the rest we'll fill in with a manual that you'll receive that's over 320 pages at the event that you can't get anywhere else. I really want to spend some time talking about leads, because if you bring these leads, you're going to be very happy and excited about the results. If you don't bring these leads, you're going to have a frown on your face all 4 days, and you're going to look so sad, and frankly, Lynette can hardly stand it when we have sad folks come to class.
Right. That's right. I cannot stand it.
All right. All of you should have gotten your property information sheet by email. If for some reason you did not, it is located right on the homepage of ronlegrand.com. If you'll look right down at the bottom, you'll see a video that says Virtual Assistant Training. You should absolutely watch that 17-minute video before we start getting these lead sheets filled out. That is designed for you to send to your virtual assistant so that they can see why we need the blanks filled in and what needs to be done. When you do that, frankly, everything I'm telling you right now about this is moot, but I can't impress upon you strongly enough how important it is that you bring these lead sheets in and that they are properly filled out. If you do not bring them in, we'll have no leads to work on, we'll have no deals to make, and then you'll leave and you wish you brought them, and instead of leaving and going home and getting contracts when you get back home like the ones who bring these things do. That's exactly what we intend to do, is set you up. If we don't get you under contract for a property or two while the boot camp is going on, we intend to line up your appointments to do so after you have left. In this event, we're going to have, my best guess is maybe 80 or so people. So with Brian and Lynette and Scott there, we will call every single one of the leads that you bring in as long as we have a reason to call them, which I'm going to go over in just a minute. Brian and Lynette and Scott will spend the entire first day and a good chunk of the second day calling all these leads. They will bring you out of the room, set you down one-on-one, call the people in front of you, carry on the conversations that you'll carry on after you get trained, and literally set you up with appointments and negotiate the deals. And then we will talk about them in class as a group as they materialize. We really enjoy this. Brian Lynette really enjoys it. Scott enjoys it. And I can tell you, folks, you will never get this kind of service from these kind of qualified people anywhere else on the planet. Please do not waste this opportunity to bring these sheets in so we can cut you some deals while you watch.
That's right, because I went to a lot of seminars before. This is different from anything you've ever been to because we're actually doing it right in front of you.
Well, we're doing it for you right in front of you. It's not a class exercise. This is real deals with real people, with real houses in your real city, and it makes no difference where you live, incidentally. We'll be in Cincinnati, but you know what? You're going to discover that those houses look pretty much like they do anywhere else in the country.
Yep.
People are the same. The deals are the same. And I honestly don't care where you lived. Bring plenty of them. So let's get to that right now. Get your FSBO sheets. If you got them, take a look at them, and you'll see that there's stars on them. I must have those stars filled out, pure, simple, no exceptions. If you bring me property information sheets and you do not have the blank filled in where the stars are, we can't help you. The only thing we're going to say is, go call and get that information filled in, and then we'll work the lead for you. So get it done before you come, and then we have a better chance of getting to them. Obviously, we're going to take the leads that are properly completed, work those first, and then and only then, if we have time, will we go back and fill in the blanks that you didn't get filled in before you came. I must have the stars. The stars are, what are you asking? Only one place on the planet you can get that right at. That's right out of the seller's mouth. Secondly, what do you think it's worth? I want to know what the seller thinks it's worth. And then the third star is for you to fill out, not ask the seller. It says comps. I want you to go on Zillow or RealQuest or any database you can find that you can pull comps, and there's 100 of them, and fill up the highest comps that match yours, the best properties that seem similar to yours that you can find, and plug in those numbers where it says your comps. Give us an idea by filling in that blank whether you think the price is too high or the seller's asking too much or not asking enough or right on the money. We're not going to take the time to go on the sites and fill the comps. Now, on day two, I will teach you how to arrive at the correct comps. I'm going to discuss that with you because that is a seminar we have to do because it is a little tougher today than it used to be with all the bank-owned properties. But I don't think you're going to have any trouble finding some good comps if you just look on the websites. And remember, I want the highest priced houses that sold, not bank-owned properties. Just pick the highest two or three and just write them in there, and don't worry about it. You're not buying houses. We're just examining them to see if we're going to make the calls. We will do comp verification before we get too far down the line, but we need that for the preliminary pre-screening. Just throw a number on it, please. Then if you look down below that, it'll have the rectangle of where the mortgage information is. And this is critical information. If you leave out this information, the rest of the entire page is worthless scratch paper. We cannot pursue a house if we do not know what's owed on it. You must simply ask the seller what's owed on it. And if you'll look in your Control Without Ownership course, there is a rebuttal sheet in there with a script for you or your VA or whoever's going to make these calls to read if they say that's none of your business. If they say that's none of your business, it's unlikely we're ever going to do business with them because you have a suspect, not a prospect, but that's not always the case. I want you to persist a little bit further, read the script, and get the answer, because if you don't have the answer, we can't do anything with it. I must know if it's free and clear, put a zero. If there's a loan balance, put that balance. And then if you'll look over to the right, you'll see a place for the payment. For you to get the loan balance and not get the payment, it's only half finished. There's no little bit pregnant here. I must know the payment if it's got a loan. Of course, if it's free and clear, there won't be any. And then if you look at the bottom of that block, you'll see are the payments current or in arrears. That must be checked. If they are in arrears, I need to know approximately how far behind. How many dollars would it take to bring it current? Because, guys and gals, that will make or break your deal. That will determine whether it's an axe deal or a short sale deal or no deal. So you must get that if it's behind. you will discover that most people that you call who's running an ad are current. They're not behind. So contrary to maybe your belief, we are not dealing with a whole world of people out here that are behind on their payments. In fact, I think, Brian and Len, you guys will confer that out of all the 125 deals we processed down in Orlando, I bet you there weren't 10 in the whole pile that were behind on payments, were there?
No.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Less than 10.
Short sales can be great, guys. Ron always says they're a bonus, not a business. You will run across some of those, and we'll help you figure out which ones are worthy of pursuing.
You bring us the information. We'll show you how to process it. That's the purpose of this event. Now, the important thing here is right below that rectangle with the mortgage information, you will see three vertical script columns. The one on the left says, now, if you look at the headline right above the script, it clearly says, if the loan balance is within $35,000 of the asking price, ask this question, which is, will you sell the house for what you owe on it? Underneath that, there's a yes or a no. If that question is asked, we must have a yes or a no circled. If you do not circle a yes or a no in one of those three blocks, we got a dead, worthless lead until that question is asked. Now, remember, please do not let anybody ask that question if you have a huge gap between the asking and the loan. For example, if you got a house that's worth $200 and they only owe $100 and they're asking $190, that probably wouldn't be a smart question to ask, will you sell for what you owe? Because if you do, you just alienated the seller and let them know they're dealing with someone who don't have a clue. The only time you need to ask that question is when there's not a big gap between your loan balance and your asking price, and you're going to be shocked at how many times you're going to get a yes when you ask that question. In fact, I promise you, you're going to be shocked. In fact, you're going to be shocked at the number of yeses we get, period. Take a look at the center column, and you'll see if there's a mortgage on it, ask the question, if we accept the responsibility for the repairs, would you consider a lease purchase? You're going to get a lot of them that say yes, but make sure that the yes or the no is circled. If it's a yes, we have a lease option deal. We'll show you how to work it. If it's a no, we don't, but we need to know. Over on the right, you'll see it says, if it's free and clear. If it's free and clear, I want you to ask the seller, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? If the answer is yes, you just got yourself an owner financing deal. Now, if you'll go to your Control Without Ownership course, I believe in there you will find the script to call them back. So if you're making these calls, instead of collecting this information and then calling them back, why don't you go ahead and get the scripts out of the Control Without Ownership course that are clearly marked which yes answers you get, and then follow through and get me the rest of the information. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you get a yes, and you will, on will you sell with owner financing, if you get a yes, well, the next thing I need to know is, will you sell with nothing down, pause, get an answer. If the answer is no, then what's the least you could accept down, pause, get an answer. Or what's the least you could take per month, pause, and get an answer. If you ask those questions and complete that process on the free and clear houses, man, we'll be working some deals for you at lightning speed. And I'm going to show you in class that's my favorite deal, are those free and clear houses that will accept owner financing. And there's two types of those. The type to where we get sweetheart financing that we want to stay in the deal, and then there's the type to where we get not so good financing, but good enough to pass on to a buyer with owner financing and assign our contract, which you'll hear all about in the Control Without Ownership course. So again, I must have a yes or a no circled in one of those three center columns, or you have an incomplete lead. A yes or a no. Get me there, and we'll get you some deals. If you look down the bottom, I also need to know the bedrooms and the baths, even though there's not a star on it. I want to know the size of the house, so just ask the seller how many square feet they think is in it, and the bedrooms and the baths. At the very least, I need that information. And you'll notice there is a star down at the bottom. When do you want to move? That's pretty important, because if we got somebody who wants to move 6 months from now, we got probably a grossly unmotivated seller. So go back and watch that 17-minute video on the front page of ronlegrand.com, and it'll pretty much tell you the same things that I just told you. And I hope I've impressed upon you how important it is that you get those property information sheets completed. All right, now, where are you going to get these leads? The answer is Craigslist and every single website that you can pull up in your town where people advertise houses for sale. Go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in Cincinnati, or I want to buy a house in Louisville, or wherever you're at, because we will have people coming from all over the country. And so wherever you're at. And it'll come up with a whole list of sites where people advertise houses for sale. So go on a handful of those. You start with Craigslist. I think you'll find that a good percentage of your leads will come from Craigslist, as ours do, both buying and selling. And our VAs get a lot of our leads right off of Craigslist. So start there and then work your way into some other sites. In fact, if you will look in your manual, you'll find a whole list of them in there, but that's certainly not all of them. Start going on those sites and looking for FSBOs and calling them. In addition to that, pick up your newspaper and pick up your regional papers and your shopper papers, the little penny savers. Look in those, analyze them, call them, complete property information sheet. In addition to that, start riding around looking for sale by owner signs in front of houses. Get out your camera, get out your cell phone, snap a picture from your car. You don't even have to get out. Get the sign in the picture, get the house and the sign in the picture. Go home, call the property information sheet, call them, fill it out, and bring it to class. Please put the source on the top of each of these. If you will do that, ladies and gentlemen, if you will do that, You will go home with hot, active deals. You cannot call more than a handful of these FSBOs without getting some yeses. It will flabbergast you. In fact, guys, in our last batch, I don't think we did a count, but what would be your best guess on what percentage of all of those leads were yeses?
It was practically 50%, Ron.
50%.
Yes.
So, guys, when you make these calls, if you ask these questions, you're going to get a lot of yeses, so don't be shocked. This is not a game where we got to go call 20 people to get one yes. Not in our world today. Not in our world today. In fact, you're going to be surprised how many you do get. So you get the yeses. All right, guys, you want to add anything to my instructions there?
Actually, Ron, oh, my goodness, out of those deals that we worked at the last Quick Start Real Estate School, it was incredible. I mean, the checks are all coming in, those homes we put under contract. We must have put, it was about 14 homes that we put under contract.
Yeah.
Do you remember Chris and Dick? They just got a deposit for $17,500 on that home we put under contract. Yeah.
Already?
Already. And we already have Randy got a $5,000 non-refundable deposit on his deal. That was the one where we took over the debt and decided to stay in the deal because it had nice cash flow.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you remember Julie and Bob, two of their deals that we got signed, they both have buyers lined up. They haven't accepted it yet, but they have tons of buyers. I mean, it's crazy. The more deals you come in, it's just incredible how we can close that deal, negotiate the deal right there for you. And what's really awesome is we don't take a cut. So all these students who brought in all these deals and made all this money, they get to keep all that money.
You know, listening to you, I'm thinking we should change that cut policy. What do you think?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, too, guys. We're going to actually call some of these leads on the first night right in front of everybody.
Yes.
This is part of the boot camp. It's actually the most exciting thing for me and Lynette to do. We get up there on stage, we're calling your leads live right in front of the whole group, and you get to see how we close these things. It's not rocket science. We're going to show you exactly how we do it, and we're going to close them in front of you, and we will continue to call your deals throughout the event. But guys,
That's our whole
goal is to send you home with money. I want you, because, guys, the first deal you do will make you a believer. You will go out there, and you will take the action you need to take, and you will be a super successful real estate investor after this event. And this is a life-changing event. We went to this exact same event with Ron many, many years ago, over 10 years ago, and it changed our lives.
You might want to tell them what your real estate business looks like right now, guys.
Yeah, guys, well, we've been in real estate.
Hey, let Lynette talk. We want to hear from her.
Yeah, I get to talk. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, no.
Brian and I, we have been in real estate over 40 years combined, real estate and mortgages. We've actually closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. We're averaging right now, Ron, 8 to 10 deals per month.
Wow.
Is our average. 8 to 10 deals per month. We're going to show you, we're big, big believers on automation and delegation. We're going to show you how we put our office on autopilot. We're in Arizona here, and there's so many deals. I mean, there's all these ACT deals, and we love freeing clear deals, and we're going to get into all these different transaction engineer, but we love what we're doing, and we speaking of love, we love Ron LeGrand.
Okay.
Ron, you changed our life forever. Seriously, we met you over 10 years ago, and obviously we've become good friends and business associates, but you totally have revolutionized our life. I mean, we owe everything to you, Ron. We do love you.
Well,
and
didn't do anything but bring you the message. You actually had to do the work. So.
Yes.
That's
by the way,
true.
Guys, they live in Phoenix, which some are saying a town that is just saturated and there's no deals there. Please do not fall for that crap.
Yeah.
I don't care where you live. You've got more than you can do. And by the time you get out of this event and you see that the automation and systemization that we have dropped in your lap, you'll see why it takes very little of your time to do this business, and it is irrelevant where you live, in the United States or Canada. Let me finish my couple of things here. What you're going to be in for here is you're going to get on a bus trip on the third day, and we are going to talk about buying bank-owned properties, so you are eligible to bring those as well. If you want to bring bank-owned properties, I will need the listing sheet from the MLS, and I will need comps. If you will bring those two things, we can help you make offers on those as well. Because on the third day, we're actually going to get on the bus and go out and make offers, look at houses, estimate repairs, do the whole thing in the field, come back, make offers to realtors who will present them, and hopefully we'll buy a couple of houses during that exercise that day. People love that exercise. So if you want to buy bank-owned properties, you're going to learn where to get the money while you're here and how to make these offers, how to pre-sort them and get them out of the MLS. You bring a handful of them, it'll put you ahead. And by the time you leave, we do not need to go see the houses to make offers on them today. And I'll show you exactly how we do it at my office. We, too, here in Jacksonville, buy 6 to 12 houses every single month. And I am now ramping that up with Scott, who's already got two people on his team. Scott, his entire business up till this past week was one full-time virtual assistant and one part-time virtual assistant calling FSBOs. Scott has just hired two people full-time to clone himself because our goal here in my office is to do 25 deals per month. And when you meet Scott, you'll see why that is a very achievable goal when you see the systemization that we have in place. Scott's done 68 deals last year in his first year, of which 42 of them were axe deals. You're going to see how he does it and how really simple it is and how huge the market is out there right now with these things. His smallest deposit today is $5,000 and his largest is $35,000. So you guys got a lot of exciting stuff ahead of you. Scott will be there, incidentally, along with the Wolves and myself. We're also going to do sessions where we structure your deals. We're going to talk about them live in class. And the whole last day is about selling houses. So if that in any way bothers you, get it out of your head. Selling is the easiest part of the business when you come to grips with the fact that we're not looking for the qualified retail cash-out buyers. We're looking for the other 81% of the market. That is why when Lynette tells you that 1 week after a boot camp we just left, some of our students have already received great big deposits from deals we lined up for them while they were in class, maybe you can understand that we don't have any costly entanglements in our sales process. It's find a buyer within 2 or 3 days, we're getting a check. In fact, we sold one today, same way. We're closing it 3 days from now. So, guys, you got a lot in store for you, and I'm excited for you. So, again, make sure you bring a pile of leads. You cannot bring too many of them. If you have someone registered that's your parent, child, spouse, or significant other, please bring them. If they cannot make it, please cancel them so that we don't have a seat and are prepared for them. If you wish to add someone that you haven't added, parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business, you can call our office and pay $500 to do that, but they must be pre-registered before they arrive. You get one person in that group free. You can bring a second or a third for $500 each. If for some reason you cannot make it, some last minute life gets in the way, please call our office and let us know, because we have to prepare for you. We have a manual for you and a lot of other things that you'll see when you get there. So, Brian, you want to say anything before I open it up for their questions?
Yeah, guys, we also do a really special lunch the first day that I'd like you guys to be at. We talk about a lot of things, obstacles, what you need to overcome to be successful. And, you know, there's nobody better to be learning from than us. And I just want to get you guys here. I get so excited about these events. And this is, you know, it's going to be an awesome event. Also, that what Ron said about driving around your area, those signs in front of people's yards are a lot of times more productive even than, you know, all the FSBO sites. So if you can do that a little bit, those are great. And the better you fill out these sheets, because we're sitting there calling these sheets with you sitting right next to us, and the better they're filled out, the better we can close them.
And the more deals you're going to get. So bring in lots and lots of property lead sheets. We're really ecstatic to make you guys money. When you come, you'll actually, it's just so exciting and so fun. It's just phenomenal. The more sheets you bring in, the more lead property information sheets, the more likely you go home with a pre-negotiated deal and making money. And that's what it's all about.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to open it up right now for your questions. Who has questions?
Quick question about the hotel room. I've been trying to make reservations all this week, and they're saying
that's
there's
not
only
a real
10.
Estate question.
They're saying what?
Okay, is this only real estate questions? Or?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. they're saying that there's only 10 allocated hotel rooms under the global publishing rate.
Oh, just go ahead and make the reservation. We'll fight it out when you get there. I'll stick Mickey on them.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry about the rate.
Okay.
All right. Another question?
Yeah, I have a question.
All right, I had the guy first, then I'll get the gal.
Yeah, I got a couple of FSBOs that I found that all of a sudden there's a real estate agent's sign in the front yard.
Well, then they're off limits. They have to release that. They have to get the realtor to release the listing if there is one, or you can't work with them.
Gotcha.
Don't worry about it.
Also, if any of you guys are realtors, you can also pull comps, obviously, off the MLS. Or if you have a really good realtor contact, some of those MLS comps are even better than...
Yeah, we'll even talk about working with realtors, but not on this call. It's a little early for you. So if it's listed, just ignore it for now.
Okay, my question is, I'm concerned about the lag time between my calling the owner, coming up with a proper lead, and not calling them back until I get to the school.
Oh, why are you concerned? Today is Thursday. We will be meeting a week from today. Believe me, you got that's plenty of time. I mean,
in fact, most
people are so accustomed in our society today to never getting a call back that you're not going to hurt anybody's feelings.
All right, here's something that's important now, guys.
You call them back.
If you have a good lead, I want you to tell them that your partner will be calling them back, that you work with a partner who will be calling them back on next Thursday night between, and now this is going to be Central Standard Time, is that right?
That's Eastern. That's too long for them to do that, Brian. The seller will forget it. We'll do that when we get to...
Want to tell them, we're going to call them on Thursday night if you're bringing them in.
Tell them whatever you want. Just get the information and tell them you'll get back to them within the next several days. That's all you need to tell them.
Ron, sitting here with a FSBO in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Could you please, how do you start the conversation?
I'm calling about your house you have advertised.
Okay.
You want to play that role? Go ahead, be the seller.
Okay.
I'm calling about your house you had advertised.
Yes, on Craigslist, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. You got a minute?
Sure.
All right, I just need to get a little bit of information. What are you asking for the house?
$120,000.
Okay, can I get your first name?
Sue.
All right. Give me the address of it, please.
I don't have the address.
Whatever it is, you know it. Okay.
Okay.
If you're the seller, you know it. All right?
Yeah.
What do you think that house would appraise for if I had it appraised right now?
I think probably 120. I think it's a pretty fair price.
Okay. So you're asking pretty much what it's worth?
Yes.
All right. What do you owe on it?
I don't know.
Well, I know you don't know, but if you did know, what would that be?
150.
Yeah.
It, very rarely will a seller not know what they owe.
Right.
Okay. What's your best guess? You brought this up now. You got to play the game now.
I know, but, well, I mean, I just wondered how you broach the subject.
That's
like
how you broach it. You just go right on down the list and ask the questions.
Okay.
And believe me, when these people have advertised their houses for sale, they want you to call them. And yeah,
but aren't they going to wonder why I'm asking them what they owe?
No. Why don't you make some calls and then we'll have that discussion.
Okay.
And then I want you to go to your control without ownership course and pull out that script. In fact, why don't you and I do that right now?
Okay.
What do you owe on the house?
$100.
No. You're supposed to make it hard on the guru. What do you owe on the house?
For your business.
$120.
No, you're supposed to tell me it's none of my business.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's none of your business, sir.
Give him a hard time.
All right, well, listen. I understand you might be reluctant to give me that information, but let me tell you why I need it. Sometimes I pay cash for houses, and obviously if you owe more than I'd pay cash, I'd need to know that. Sometimes I take over debt, sometimes I lease option, and sometimes we buy with owner financing. Regardless of how I buy, I would have to know what the debt was to determine whether I could create something that would work for you and work for me. What do you owe on it?
Good. There you go. Okay.
It's all in your script. It's all in
my script.
It's all in your mat. You're going to be surprised how few times you ever have to revert to that script. People who are going to do business with you are gladly to give you all the information you need. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, right. Thank you.
And by the way, you're not going to be making these calls very long because we're going to get you a virtual assistant to do this for you, and they will be right there in the room. Okay. But I want you to do it now. I want you to feel the pain. I want you to go through what you're going to be asking them to go through so you can better understand what you're asking them to perform for you. And you need to practice anyway. Get over the fear and make the call. Don't worry about what they're saying. They need you more than you need them, and they're way more afraid of you than you are of them. All right?
It's not too much pain. I like talking to people.
You just have to have the comfort level of being able to come back with the right...
Knowing what to say.
All
we're going to talk all about that.
All in your manual.
Yeah.
I promise you, you will need it a whole lot less. Very common. Guys, can we keep the racket down? I hate to close this off again. It is very common for you to be in your brain thinking of all the things they're going to say. And I promise you, get on the telephone and make 20 calls, and you'll see that they hardly ever say the things you expect them to say. All right. Any other questions?
Yeah, Ron, could you hear me okay?
I can, loud and clear.
Okay. I've been doing the lead sheet on a spreadsheet on through the Google Docs. Are you guys going to have Wi-Fi access there so
yes.
I could just... All right.
Yes.
All right, good. So I'll just bring the computer.
Bring your computer if you like.
All right.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have a question, Ron.
You.
I went to a seminar before, and they did not allow me to take notes on my computer. I had to take them by hand.
I don't care if you take notes on your computer. I don't care if you pull out your cell phone and take pictures of the screen.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. I just
don't want you texting and emailing back and forth while we're in class.
I can't write very well, and they wouldn't let me.
Not a problem. Not
my
a
computer.
Problem.
Okay.
You're going to stay off the porn sites, right?
Okay, thank you.
Bring your laptop if you like.
Thanks.
Okay, anybody else?
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
On the when I get online and all the FSBO sites,
uh-huh.
Some of them ask you to to enroll or you purchase their site. Do you do that now or
don't purchase a thing? There's way more sites than you're ever going to be able to handle. Do not buy subscriptions to anything. go on the sites where people advertise, and I tell you right now, if you don't do any of that, you ride around and look at signs in front yard, you're going to have hands full.
Thank you.
And, guys, we're looking in nice neighborhoods now. This pretty house business is pretty houses, not the low-income junker areas. Pretty houses. And let me just take Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, that would be houses that would start at 100 and go all the way up to a half a million bucks. And I'm going to tell you, the higher price houses you look at, the better you're going to like the numbers.
Ron, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Is anything that we're doing affected by the SAFE Act?
No.
Okay,
you have,
great.
In Ohio, you have a couple of rules we need to discuss, but no big deal.
Okay, no, I'm in Pennsylvania, so I didn't think
Sorry.
So. I just wanted to make sure.
Sorry, in Pennsylvania, you won't be using a land trust, and in Pennsylvania, you do have to record a memorandum of option or an option. Just there's little nuances in every state, pretty much, but
okay, I didn't think so. Thank you.
Not going to change.
All right.
Okay, anybody else? All right. Well, guys, you got a week. Go generate some leads and get registered at the hotel, and I'll see you bright and early at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning. And, by the way, when you come, leave the baggage behind. Not your real baggage, but leave all the junk behind. Come clear mentally. Do not allow things that you must do to take place during those 4 days. Put everything off till you get back, or better yet, get it done before you leave home. I don't want the pressure of you worrying about stuff going on back at the house. I really don't care what's happening back home. It can be put off. I don't care if you got closing schedule, whatever. Just do not put yourself under the pressure of trying to perform duties while you're in this class. I need your full attention. You'll see why when you get there. It's in your best interest to make sure you devote the time to this 4 days. It truly is a turning point. It'll change your life. I have a list longer of people that it has than everybody on this call put end to end. So with that said, I will see you bright and early next Thursday morning.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
How far is it from the airport to the hotel?
Sir, I don't know. It's a cab ride.
It's a cab ride. Okay.
Yeah.
Not far.
All right. I'll see you guys next Thursday.